Let's all welcome Brij Mohan Rai.
Because you are on brother's side. So, what is the strongest point that youth have? What is the strongest point of the youth? Enthusiasm. This is yes. What is freedom? What is freedom? Freedom is, as you said, or something different. What is freedom? Youth want freedom. Freedom is not doing what you want to do, but freedom is doing the right thing. Okay? So the strongest point of youth is, you said, enthusiasm or power. And what is the weakest point of youth? Discipline. Yes. Because I came late for that reason only. It is patience. Patience. So I thought you will have some patience. So that's why I came late.
Thank you.
In Delhi, you know, on the windscreen of cars, backside of the cars, something or the other is written always. Huh? So that the next preview, the car behind can see that. So on one car it was written, God give me patience. Must be some youth, huh? And the second line was, but please hurry up. So therefore, all right. Now what is the difference between you and me, all of you together, and myself on one side? You know, Brahma Baba used to play badminton. One side Brahma Baba, all others on the other side. Eh? So, what is the difference between me and you all? So easy, you are so many, you can tell me. I am singular, you are plural or something else. What is the difference? No. Collective wisdom is a great thing, you know. Experienced. Body conscious? You see, I have been you, but you have not been me. Okay? I have been a youth once, but you are not yet old, huh? So that is the difference. So I am told that I am to speak on loving the world. Huh? That is the best thing. Because loving Shiv Baba, you do only once in the whole cycle. Eh? It's a small job, like loving the doctor, you know. When one loves the doctor? When you are sick. If you are okay, then you say goodbye, bye-bye doctor. So God Baba is like a doctor. Achha. The other thing was loving what? Yourself. So that is implied. Eh? Everyone normally loves oneself. But loving the world, most of the time the souls are in the world, in this world. Neither in the subtle world nor in the soul world. So it is very natural that we are loving Baba also. What for? For loving the world. Baba will give us so much inheritance. Where? In Param Dham, in Satal Dham, or here? Here. So loving the world is very important. You are all BKs? They are all BK youth?
Yes, two are not BKs.
Achha. Two in the so many will also be like BKs.
I'm joking, actually.
You know. I thought myself and yourself. You are saying two of us are on this side. Huh? No, achha. Now, why I am saying? Because in this whole universe, out of all the souls, how many souls are there in this, human souls are there in this world drama? About, I see, little this way, that way, okay. Out of all of them, who are the most world loving or materialistic of all? Who are? Who are? The Brahmins. They are spiritual or materialistic? Brahmins. The Brahmins. Who are the most materialistic of all? Deities. Right. And who enjoy the material comforts of throughout the cycle? The deity souls. Brahmins, they don't touch material things. I am only holding this rose as a trustee. Huh? At the earliest opportunity, I am going to place it aside. Achha. So, the deity souls are the most materialistic. Why? What is the proof? What is the proof? No, so many, all souls live in full comforts in their golden age, their own golden age, but why? Because a material, so materialistic that don't remember even the one who gave us the inheritance. No prayer for God, no seeking from God. All other materialistic, they at least pray to God, let it remain with us. Let us get more of it. Let it not be taken away. But the deities, no God, no soul, nothing. No spirituality at all. Achha. Now who is the most spiritual in this world cycle? Achha. So have you heard the saying, best of both the worlds?
Yeah.
Best of the both worlds?
Yeah.
Who is having that? We. So you are youth and you are having all the wisdom of the elders, even of the Shiv Baba. No other youth have such a luck that they can have such wisdom. Huh? They have best of all the three worlds. Why two worlds? Huh? Three fathers, three worlds, everything. Now, loving the world means what? Unless you know the world, what is available, and when it is available, where it is available, can you love the world fully? Unless you know the object to be loved fully, can you love that thing fully? No. If you know something 70%, you can love that thing 70%. 30% will be the grey area. I mean, you can get deceived, you can get cheated, you can get betrayed, you can stumble, anything can happen. So if you are fully in light, then you won't feel any stumbling. If you are fully enlightened as a soul, then only you can love. Love with knowledge is true love, it is sustainable. Love without knowledge is blind. This blind. Then, whose love makes you rise and whose love makes you fall? There is a saying, so and so fell in love. They have never said so and so rose in love. Has anybody said? Why they say? Love is such a nice thing, good thing. Then why everybody falls? funny thing, isn't it? Must be there is some dark portion. So they fall. So that's why we say God's love, we rise in Baba's love and the souls fall in all other types of love. So if you want to love the world, then what have you to do? Baba is telling you, huh? In silence you get the solutions. So what was I telling you? You know, a young person got 3 prizes from this school. And when came home, the mother asked, "Oh, you got 3 prizes. Wonderful. What for?" So the student said, "First prize is for discipline. Very good. Second prize for good memory. And third prize, I have forgotten." So like that, you know, "I have forgotten what you were telling me. I was telling you." So it was something like rise and fall of Bharat, huh? Rise and fall of the world. Oh, love, I see. Achha. Now, the cleverest, the wisest, the most enlightened one is the one who knows what to do and when and where. Okay? What to do, when to do, and where to do. Now you see, a person is a very good singer, everybody likes this song, not like my song, I sing, everyone runs away. No, good singer. But start singing at midnight, then what will happen? So, doesn't know when to do. Knows what to do, but doesn't know when to do. Or where to do. Something done at the wrong place. You know, once I went to Australia, time was short for catching the plane. They took me to the, not to the international airport, but the other one. And then they became more hurried, you know. Achha. So like that. So where to do is the problem. So the deity souls only know what to do, when to do, and where to do. And that knowledge they get now. Later on they forget that knowledge, their memory becomes weak. And then Baba has to come and shake and put the floppy back into them. Huh? The floppy was very good, but it got disturbed by virus. Huh? Virus of, you know the virus. Huh? Achha. So anything you do with a viral floppy, what will happen? Things will go wrong. You want to go this way, it will take you the other way. If you want to do the right thing at the right time, it will make you do wrong thing at the right time or right thing at the wrong time or something like that. So therefore, the deities become materialistic when it is right to do that. And then they become half and half worshippers and also materialistic in the middle part. And in the end they become totally spiritual because it is the right thing to do at that time. So this is the drama. So if you want to love the world should also love you. Isn't it? It is not one-sided traffic. You go on loving the world go on throwing you back. Yeah? No. So you have to be likable to the world as the world has to be likable to you. If you become spiritual in the golden age and sit in meditation in the morning, Amrit Vela, world will throw you back to the copper age. Isn't it? Similarly, if you are in the Sangam Yuga and start building the Taj Mahal here, then also world will not like you. So there is a great importance of time and place. Isn't it? Time and place. That is why you will find in India, where from you have all gone to 21 countries, or maybe 80 countries. In India, there is an importance given to time and place. So for everything, they are prescribed as a ritual also, a time and place. Even the Indian music has got different songs for different timings. A song for a rainy season, a song for morning, a song for the night, and so on. A song for marriage, a song for divorce, all types of songs they have got in India. Now, you see, there is the Ganga river, you know river Ganga, you have heard? Anybody from Mauritius here? Mauritius? Achha. In Mauritius they have created artificial Ganga also. Eh? Artificial Ganga, artificial bathing place. So because they can't come to India, I had to go and also see that some sarovar and some Ganga like that. All things they have replicated there. Anyhow, so in Ganga, it flows, starts from the Himalayas, goes down up to the ocean. The water is the same, it gets polluted on the way. But still, they have got certain places only, which they consider holy. First comes Haridwar, then comes Allahabad or Prayag, and then comes Varanasi and so on. Why? When the same Ganga water is coming in the towns by the side of Ganga, everybody is drinking that water, bathing in that water, that is not considered as holy. Or even on the way, through thousands of miles of Ganga's course, it is not considered holy. Only at those places it is considered holy. Haridwar and so on. Even the dead bodies, ashes and bones are immersed into Ganga at particular places. Why? To show the significance of place. And then, yes? Make your pardon? What has it?
Chant. Just for 1 minute, G, we have to have silence to check our heart.
Heart? Oh.
Heart chart.
You still have your heart with you? Then please check, huh? You're checking my heart?
I'm showing you my heart.
I see.
So each day they check 5 times. But this check is the number 2 one.
Achha. You require such like exercises, huh? Achha. So you are checking your own heart or your neighbor's heart? Your own heart. Okay. May I know how many golden hearts are there? Please raise your hands. You can't raise your hearts, so raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 golden hearts. Can you donate your heart to me? All right. How many don't asks are there? Don't ask.
Don't even ask.
Don't even ask. Only one? 2. I am not supposed to ask. Fine. Okay, done. Right. So, if somebody is checking is done 5 times a day, patient must be very serious, isn't it? No, don't laugh. It's a serious matter. Don't you laugh. So what were we talking about? Place. Place. Now the time. Even in the same place, say let us take Haridwar. All of you might not have visited Haridwar. When we went to Haridwar for one big, there is a big, you know, Mela called Kumbh Mela. At that time, one sadhu was asking for donations. There are so many sadhus. People take a lot of money there. They have to put here, there, little, little, so that they get maximum blessings. So he was saying, please come to my camp. If you don't come alive, you have to come dead, because your ashes will and bones will be brought here. So, at least in your case, even that will not be done. So you are safe. But there, it is said that there are specific timings at which if you bathe in the Ganga, you get more benefit. So normally those timings are early morning and in very cold season, so that you shiver. And they say when you shiver, you are shaking, your sins are shaking off, like that. So, therefore, there are specified timings. So at that time you have more benefit. And in India, even for all important ceremonies, there is a time. There is a time even for the parliament to begin. So they change their timings if this astrologer says this is more auspicious than the other one. So that is to tell you the significance of time. In Hindi it is called Mahurat, Mahurat. Mahurat means finding the auspicious time for doing something. Although it has no meaning as a matter of fact, because it is auspicious or inauspicious as per your own karma and not as per the timing that we are guided. Our karmas guide us to that particular situation. So anyhow, the Brahmins are told by Baba the secret of what to do, when to do, where to do. So you know, in Satyuga, what is the situation? In Copper Age, what is the situation? In Iron Age, what, where we are? Then at confluence, where we are? And also, this is the time factor, but the space also. We know about the space also, the place. We know totally about the placement. What is the soul world, where the souls stay? Nobody knows. Subtle region, when it is created, what is the situation there? Nobody knows. And the whole cycle also, complete cycle also. Only the hero and heroine actors, the Brahmins know. So therefore we are placed at the best advantageous position to do what we like and to avoid what should not be done. Now, when we say youth have enthusiasm, is it bodily enthusiasm or physical enthusiasm or spiritual? When we talk of even youth, or the brother said you are sitting on sister's side, is it a bodily statement or a spiritual statement? All right. So we are youth, bodily youth or spiritually youth? Both. Be careful in your reply. I have also got 5 types of markings. You are a child or a youth? Spiritually. Huh? Achha. So this enthusiasm also has to be related to the soul. Otherwise what will happen? The physical enthusiasm suddenly will vanish and it will turn into depression. And enthusiasm actually is of the soul through the body. Because somebody possesses something more, gets the intoxication, or let us call it ego of that, isn't it? If I possess lot of money, then what will happen? I will have ego of that. If I am physically very strong, what will happen? I have ego of that. I can beat anyone. I will walk like this. And if I am physically beautiful, what will happen? I will have ego of that. And if I am in the worldly sense intelligent and very learned, so many degrees, first divisioner and this and that, I will have ego of that. So what I get out of all those worldly physical things is nothing but ego. This they call these days persona or something, your personality and this and that. It is nothing but ego. So therefore, to balance that, Baba says you must be in a balance, isn't it? So what you have to do? You have to forget what you have got and you have to remember what you don't have got. Okay? You have to try to get what you don't have and you have tried to shed what you have. This is jnana. Okay? You will say, how it is jnana? Can anybody tell? It's so easy jnana. I say I am a youth. Not for myself, for you I am saying. You are a youth. Now, what you have to do in jnana? You have to forget you are a youth. And what you have to remember instead? I am a very old soul. I have gone through all the 84 births. This is my last birth. This is my body is very, not weak, despisable, and not to be loved at, not to be like, it is like a corpse, isn't it? After all, there are young corpses also, isn't it? So it's a young corpse, and I have nothing to do with it. Unless you do that, you are likely to get ego of youth, isn't it? Supposing you are a rich person, so what Baba says, what you have to do? You think it is very dangerous to be rich. Because rich, very rare chance for rich to go to the golden age. Isn't it? Baba is Garib Nawaz. Baba loves the poor. Because poor can easily sacrifice. A person having a little will say, oh, I can manage even in the iron age with my this and that. When situation comes, it will fail. But presently there is ego, I will manage with my money, I will fly, if there is a war, I will fly first class, I will take charter the whole plane and escape. May not happen, but there is ego. So therefore, if you are a female body, you have to forget you are a female body. Then what you are? No, vis-a-vis body, what you will bring in front of you? So easy. Chaturbhuj, Vishnu. We are all four-armed. You have not been in the female body all the 84 births. Have you been? How many bodies you have had male form? Tell me. So easy. How many? Hmm? 42 or 43 or 41. I mean average. So therefore, you should always remember, this will take away your consciousness and all the weaknesses like fear, etc. attached with the female body. And similarly with the males, are you male body or chaturbhuj? Any brothers who have to cook their own meals here? Wonderful. Nice. You feel it difficult or you feel it easy? You enjoy? Why? Because all the best cooks in the world in the hotels are males? what for you enjoy? No. Because in a gathering of Kumars, one brother asked me, I have to cook every day as if it's so difficult. Actually, it is the best thing. Brahma Baba used to say, if left to himself, he will like to cook his own food. Because you put your own vibration into that and you know you can cook in Baba's remembrance. Otherwise, the other cook will only try to satisfy that it is tasty and this person likes more mirchi or more this. They will give you that. So therefore, bring forward your Lakshmi hands when you are cooking. Okay? That's why I am telling you. You have got four arms. So Lakshmi can cook better, isn't it? In your eyes, as per your thinking. Otherwise, as per my thinking, it may be otherwise. But anyhow, those who think that It is the job of females to cook. So you can very well bring your Lakshmi hands and cook and Narayan hands to eat. Okay? So therefore, problem is solved. We must keep this Chaturbhuj. Because if you think soul, 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 soul is at a dot. You can't even distinguish between two souls. You can't recognize. Even a Dharmaraj can forget. And he can, that's why Dharmaraj brings forward your subtle body, so that it may not make a mistake, you know. So therefore, same thing we can also do. Anybody can make mistake. So therefore, to be mistake-proof, bring your Chaturbhuj. Because Chaturbhuj also teaches us a lot. If you do nothing, at least you keep Chaturbhuj photo of your own. You know, Baba had got all the sisters, original sisters, Chaturbhuj photos, got specially pictures taken out. Because Chaturbhuj is easy to remember. You are more body conscious when you are looking at Chaturbhuj, isn't it? You also know that this is not the only body you had. One becomes body conscious if one remembers the only body. And one starts loving something when it is scarce. When something is not available, you become so possessive of that, as if that is gone, the whole world is gone, isn't it? There was a sadhu. He had only one lota. He has got some utensil. So in that, the sadhu gets food, in that the sadhu gets water, everything. Like in the West, they have a bowl. They don't have thali and katori, so many. They have a single big bowl. They put everything into that, and then they eat. So that's like thing. So therefore, sadhus also have this with a handle. So they have the only possession is this. So they said, sadhu, you have done so much sacrifice, nothing with you, only this. So somebody tried to snatch it. Sadhu with all the force tried to save it. The person took it, then sadhu went with a stick beating that person to get it back. Because that is his whole property. The entire attachment has come into that. If a person had got 20 of them, he would not have done that. So therefore, when something is scarce, you get attached to it. So one reason for body consciousness is only because we think of only this body. Whatever it is, whether it is good, bad, indifferent. Some people have such photographs that they don't want to keep it in their home, you know. Achha. First time I got my photograph for the matriculation examination. I went to a photographer, I didn't know good, bad photographer. I went to the one I saw first. So he made a photograph which I did not like. So I said, what photo you have made? He said, look at your face. I paid him the money quickly because there were other customers also and came back. Then later on I knew that there are photographers who can make a bad face into good also. So they are a little more expensive. So like that. So if we have only this, our understanding of only this body, there is every likelihood of your becoming body conscious. Because the same body you are seeing day, night, even in your dreams, you are seeing the same body. And only one. And Baba has said it is very precious. So you use that word precious to your own advantage. Oh yes, Baba says it is very precious. It should be taken proper care, given good food, like that. Many children of Baba use the Baba's vocabulary to their own advantage. They want to eat good dish. They say, Baba, if I make good dish, I will offer bhog to Baba of this. Actually, they want it for themselves. Similarly, Baba said, this body is very precious. So you take very much care so you become comfortable. Because you want to be comfortable, not that it is precious. So to dilute the consciousness of body, if you have Vishnu as your symbol, then Vishnu has also four arms. And each arm is given one subject of ours, isn't it? What are those subjects? I know the subjects. But the symbols. One by one. One by one. Huh? Chakra for? Gyan. Achha. The chakra has to spin or it has to stand static? Spin. So not only we have to know the chakra, but also instead of getting into the chakra, let the chakra get around our finger, isn't it? Otherwise, most BKs get into some chakra or the other, isn't it? Achha. So this is the problem. So if you keep the chakra, the cycle disc, as they call disc or discus, moving around your finger, then you know various scenes. Moving water doesn't get stuck, huh? It doesn't get marshes and like that. So therefore, keep it moving. Then you know you don't have only one body. How many you have got? And you are moving the, and this one is the best of all? First of all. So when you have 84 dresses and you have got best ones also, which you have kept for occasions, and the last one what for you keep when you do household work or you are cleaning something, you know, you use that. This is that one. And they said there was a very rich lady with so many dresses. So she was wearing once the most worn out one because she was getting some dusting done. So someone pressed the bell, visitor came. And she opened the door. And that person told her, where is the lady of the house? She thought that she is the maid servant, that lady, because of her dress. She felt very shocked. Oh, she is thinking, I am maid. Who was responsible for that? She herself. So similarly, if we remember, if someone remembers riches, what type of bodies we had got? This is only ever make do some little. It's good to have a bad body in this time, so that you know you are more saved. Because if you are healthy, you will get a healthier, and you are very proud, some you will get a healthier one to beat you also. It's because you will get involved into something. If you are so weak, you are always avoiding, then you will be saved. So like that, idea is that if you have chaturbhuj and discuss, and the what is the next thing? The mace. What for? So people are carrying pistols and all their daggers. They are never able to take it out when somebody attacks. But your this mace, nobody can see even, isn't it? So all the adornments of Vishnu are invisible to others. Only you can see and use them. You know, there are stories that people become invisible. And they can beat others, but then they cannot be beaten. So we can become invisible. You become soul conscious, you become invisible. You have a mace, you can hit someone, Maya on the back, Maya will not even know. And then you have got the lotus also. Isn't it? And the best thing that you do is, for which brother wants to keep you, make you silent every time, is this conch. Huh? You are all the time this is Sankh Dhwani, huh? Akashvani as they call, speaking. So all these things, in one Vishnu we have got the entire knowledge. I think some foreigner will make a badge of Vishnu and give it to all the youth, isn't it? So they are Vishnu. Now, spiritual, we are all, basically we are all, what? Souls or even so many bodies, who has taken? Soul. As per the time and place, whatever body the soul was entitled to get, it got. Some souls didn't get any body in the golden age at all. Some souls got bodies from the first birth of the golden age. And some souls got bodies in good families, even royal families, first birth of the golden age. So basically, who gets it? The soul. Similarly, this world has been called a field, a field in which crops grow, you know. So in the field, what is the most important thing in the field for cropping? A farmer thinks best to get what is the most vital thing the farmer seeks? The seed. Of course, farmer will like to have the most fertile soil. It may not be there. Farmer wants to have the best season for sowing. It may not happen. Farmer may want so many other inputs. He may not get. But at least every farmer knows that if he brings a chili seed, he cannot sow a sugar beet. Isn't it? So, and the seed itself will extract from the soil or whatever input is given. Water, soil, sunshine, whatever, earth. Seed will extract what? What is in the nucleus of the seed? Okay? Similarly, this world is their big world. So, we the souls, it depends basically on the nucleus of the soul, which attracts other things. You may get friends, but you may get selfish friends. Apparently they will look very nice. Nobody can cheat you unless they win your trust, isn't it? You may think this thing is very good, you get into that, then later on you will repent. Even your own body, outwardly it looks okay. But tomorrow you may be seen in the global hospital. We may have to come and sympathize with you. At least that, what has happened, please get well soon. We may bring a card for you. But basically, who put you in the global hospital? None of us, isn't it? The soul. And who gets you discharged from the global hospital? The soul. Therefore, it is so automatic. So automatic. The soul attracts as per its qualities. Even negativity, we talk of negativity, give up negativity, give up this, that. Unless we have that magnetic power to attract only what should be attracted, and that repelling power in not attracting what should not be attracted, automatically. You can't avoid temptations, you cannot avoid attractions, you cannot avoid the material things of the world. For example, Dadi Janki. Take for example Dadi Janki. Is Dadi Janki soul, can it attract negativity? No. Why? She has gone after Baba. Shiv Baba, can he hate anyone? Shiv Baba? Can love and hate remain together at the same time? At the same place? No. Can darkness and light remain at the same place? No. Now tell me, we want to love the world. We want to love ourselves. Do we have hatred for anything, including ourselves, or some people of the world, or certain things in the world? At least we hate bad things, bad qualities. We are told to avoid bad company, isn't it? So do we hate bad people or no? Tell me. Those of you who think that they do not hate anyone, anything at all, who have a golden heart, please raise your hand. You don't hate anything in the world, anyone in the world, not even bad things.
After knowing Baba's knowledge, I realized that I should not hate anybody.
Right. Supposing a scorpion comes here and comes near you and is ready to sting you, what will you do? You will love that scorpion, hate that scorpion, throw it away, kill it, or you do what will you do? Or leave it. Baba, if it has to bite me, it will bite. Otherwise, it will go to the next person. that person is in meditation and you are seeing, you will not even caution that person, because if it has to bite that person, why stop? Scorpion doing its duty, isn't it? There is this story of a saint, Indian saint, who was taking a bath in Ganga. So there was a scorpion. It will come and bite, so the saint will throw it. Again it will come and bite, saint will again throw it. 5-6 times it happened. So a person was looking on the bank. He said, Swadhu Mahatmaji, why you are allowing it to live? Just kill it. It is troubling you again and again. He said, this scorpion is doing his own duty. Duty is only a sting, it has got nothing else. And it's only an insect. It is doing its own duty. I am a human being. My duty is to do mercy. Why should I not do my duty? You see, this is a story only. But the lesson is, if we really want to love, the topic is love, there is no scope for us to hate anything. They say, hate the sin, not the sinner. If the doctor starts hating a patient with lot of pus in the body or some dirty thing to be taken out, if a dentist starts hating a person because bad breath is coming out of his mouth, what will happen? Isn't it? Or if a firefighter starts hating fire, it may engulf him. So one has to be hate-proof if you want to have the first step of love. Otherwise, the love is selfish. We are only loving one side, good side of it. When the other side comes, you will not be able to do it. So if you have to love the world, you have to love Kaljuga as much as Satyuga. You cannot say Kaljuga should go quickly and Satyuga should remain for a long time. As people say, my mother-in-law should die quickly. Eh? But my husband should remain for a long time. Not that way. So therefore, does Baba want Kaljuga to end quicker? No. Baba knows, Baba smiles, that it will end only at its own time. So we want suffering to end, although we know that suffering has come due to our own actions. So the best thing to end suffering is to change our actions. It will be less. So therefore, nucleus, the whole spirituality is meant to modify, genetically change our nucleus. Say you are walking and water is flowing from a tap. You are walking in Gyansarovar. You see that there is water is flowing, waste water is going. But you are a foreigner. You are a guest here. It is not your duty to stop that, close that tap. What will you do? You will go and close the tap, or you will say, somebody's duty, let him do. Similarly, lights are on, it is daytime. What will you do? People go even to a hotel, they say, oh, it is hotel's lights, let it go on. But we are forgetting that we are creating a sanskara for us. Out of the whole transaction, out of the whole exercise, whatever we do from morning to evening, we are making our sanskara. And that is making our nucleus. So our sanskara is important to us. So whether we are meditating or we are doing jnana, we are teaching jnana, we are having lot of facilities, we are having no facilities, we are dishonored by someone, we are neglected by whatever, we are creating sanskara. Say a very powerful, good instrument of Baba in USA. You know, in Delhi Pandavan, where I live, we do not know who is who abroad. So all the foreigners come, we have a big hall, we put some beds, these beddings there, and let them lie in that, one after the other. And in the morning they are queuing in front of the toilets. We do not know who is who. For us, a foreigner means foreigner. Just as in North India, South Indian all means Madrasi. They do not know there are six types of Madrasis. So therefore, we do. Once I went to a country, and the brother and his family whom we used to squat on that bedding, I saw they have a big bungalow, they have so many cars, they gave me a car to travel and all that. I said, what treatment we are giving to them, because we do not know. We treat them all equal. So, one such very important, useful, cooperative instrument in the USA is born as a Brahmin. And the teacher says, oh, you come to Madhuban. Madhuban is an ideal place. It is Baba's own place. It is there the samples live. All the Madhuban Nivasis are examples to follow. You come. You will get your stage so high in 7 days as you may not get in 1 year of effort here. Come. So that person, after a lot of persuasion, comes for the first time. Enters the Pandav Bhavan of Madhuban with a big luggage and all that. The train was delayed, plane was late, very tired, and enters with great hope to be welcomed so nicely. And is told by the person who is on duty there, please stand here. And the person who has to allot you accommodation has gone to Naki Lake for a round. It's possible. Now that person is standing and wondering, oh, what? They told me like that, I am so tired. And look, what treatment, they don't know who am I, how cooperative I am there. So all his tolerance and patience is getting depleted. It is 15 minutes, nobody again looks at him. Even the person who told him to stand turns other way, so that he may not again ask. So, he said, I made a mistake in coming here. They said there are samples here. This type of samples are there. And possibly, yes, brother. Right, welcome. You want to go?
No.
All? Not me? I also? All are invited. Achha. So I should complete my sentence?
Yes.
All right. Achha. So I have only half eaten my lunch, but we will stop here. So, his tolerance power will go down. If the same person thinks, knows the facts, that the one who had to allot accommodation waited for him for quite long, even didn't take his meals that the brother is coming, but he didn't come, there was delay. So ultimately he decided to follow his routine. And it is due to my delay, coming late, that it has happened. Or I can say, it is a university. I am reading only in a school or college there. And my test starts right from the gate of the university, isn't it? It is my first test. Come what may, I have to pass my test. Here even my teachers are tested. So his tolerance power will go up. He will say, oh, it doesn't matter. Let me keep standing here for the whole day. How does it matter? My plane was late. I couldn't help. So if it is some delay here, so it depends upon which way your pendulum moves, your needle moves. So therefore, the important thing, because I have to quickly do it, spirituality is to check your nucleus. Your nucleus is you. And whatever you fill into it, the more powerful you make it, then you will become proof of what is not to enter you. As they said in Delhi Metro Rail, new rail has come, one person write to scrub, put his name with a knife, and it couldn't happen. He said, really, it is scratch-proof. So like that, you know, you will become scratch-proof. And what Baba expects from youth, you know, I need not repeat. Such youth, a group of youth, if you come with me, I will make manifestation of Baba in Delhi in 1 day. Okay? Om Shanti.
Thank you, Brij Mohan Bhai.